heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're down to the final few days here before Christmas arrives. And we want to give you some ideas this morning of some of the new and the unusual presents that you may consider for your favorite gardener. And there is a new LED indoor growing light system available. It's something that I saw at one of the trade shows that I went to, and I think it's very, very unique, and it's something that I thought that you may want to hear about. The name of the light is called the Sunny Light, and joining us this morning is the inventor. His name is Leo Sunny Hayes. He's the inventor and CEO. Sunny, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How about yourself? Are you ready for the holidays?
Oh, well, we're getting there. We're getting snow on the ground, so that makes it a nice white Christmas, and we're looking forward to it. So, yeah, it's cold, of course.
Where do you live, Sonny?
Well, we're in southwest Colorado at about 8,200 feet and east of Durango, Colorado.
Okay.
Not far from Four Corners area. We just love it out here.
So you've got a short growing season there, too, compared to us in New England.
You know, Paul, we do, and that, about 90 days. And that was one of the things that precipitated some of our thinking about, you know, a grow light, something we could do to get plants a jump start on the growing season. And I traveled the world quite a bit and was a technologist, and I had learned a lot about LEDs and saw what NASA was doing with them and thought, oh, this is interesting. It's a good way to go for the ranch. And so we started that about 3.5 years ago to develop something that's going to be, you know, inexpensive and efficient. And so here we are with our LED grow light now.
Have you always been a gardener?
I'm a car guy. I was in the automotive industry as a director of product engineering for a large Japanese company. And I've got black thumbs, Paul. I won't pass green and brown. I've never really been a gardener and haven't been involved in it. And I'm actually surprised with this thing. I put things under there and they grow. So I'm just kind of elated by the whole thing.
So what inspired you to develop this product?
Well, I kind of semi-retired back in the late 90s from the car industry, and we studied a lot about different, my wife particularly, about different things. We have a small ranch, and so we wanted to eat more natural. And we couldn't do it by buying things, even at the nursery. A lot of stuff is hybrids, and so she wanted to do heirlooms, and that's really kind of what got us thinking about growing a lot of our own and learning about it and then trying to find something that would really work without costing an arm and a leg to operate from the electrical point of view.
Now, with this grow light that you have developed, do you have to be an experienced gardener to use this?
Well, the light itself, the thing is that the light works, it grows the plants, but I forget to water my plants. And that's an experienced gardener, somebody really out there, they'll feed them and water and take care of them, and they'll just thrive underneath it. The answer to your question is no, you don't have to be an experienced gardener, because it's just the light. What really helps is the feed and water the plants, which I forget to do too often.
Now, what can you grow underneath this? Is this like houseplants, or can you grow flowers and vegetables?
Yeah, you know, it's and this I'm learning a lot of these sorts of things. But for example, carrots, you have to have a nice deep tray. Well, ours would, you can raise it up and get the depth of the carrots. But typically, a lot of vegetables, we get them started. I learned that you have to harden them, and then we planted them outside. We built a greenhouse this last year to be able to grow a lot of our stuff, and we our whole greenhouse was planted with starts that we did under our lights. And I've got one light set up with orchids underneath it. We wanted to see how well they do with that. We've seen African violets. Oh, African violets love the thing. At the show that you were at, where we met, we had some African violets that had four blossoms. By the end of the 3 days, it had 14. And I was just, because we hadn't experimented with that. In the kitchen here at home, we've got some new red robin tomatoes. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they grew about 12, 18 inches. Perfect under this light, and it's just loaded with tomatoes. So herbs, plant therapy, wonderful for that, particularly in the wintertime. And
now, what is the difference between your LED light and, you know, it used to be you could go to a garden center or a light store and you could buy these grow lights. What's the difference between that and what you have developed?
Well, the grow lights, sometimes they'll have a wavelength. You know, plants do not use all of the white light. Sunlight is an example. But let's not use sunlight because there's so many other things happening there. Let's talk about indoor grow light. And so say they typically will be either to the blues or to the reds or something of that nature. But they have a real mostly broad spectrum of the white light. Our lights, plants use only four key wavelengths, two in the blues, two in the reds, and they're very peaky. And the rest of the light, it doesn't use much of it at all, almost nothing. So basically 8% of the light it uses, ours focuses on those because they're LEDs. And the LEDs, by their nature and design, are specific wavelengths. And NASA discovered this and used it for growing plants in space for the astronauts. The other difference is that we're only using 15 watts. People, 15 watts, you can't grow anything at 15 watts. The difference is that that's the exact wavelength, where if you have a 40 watt or 100 watt or 1,000 watts, about 60% or more, depending on the type, is wasted in heat. The rest of it is the broad spectrum light, the white light, which is not used by the plant. Only about 8% of it's used by the plant. So that's the difference. It's very, very efficient in from the plant's perspective. I don't know if that answers your question entirely, but
yeah, it does. So that what the light that you have developed goes directly to the plant. There's no wasted colored light in that spectrum.
Basically, yes. And there's no heat, very little heat. We use a power supply much like you would for a laptop computer or something. And so that gets maybe room temperature at the most. You can hold it in your hand. It's barely warm. So there's no heat. You don't have to worry about burning your plants or anything of that nature.
Now, it's going to cost a heck of a lot less money, because I know on my Christmas tree, I switched from the old-fashioned lights that you couldn't even touch that would dry the tree to the LEDs, and I saw my electric bill actually go down from last Christmas because I switched everything outside to LEDs.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, we've switched over to everything's LEDs for our lights for the holidays, for Christmas. You know, I called our local electrical company, La Plata Electric, here in Southwest Colorado, and said, I'm using 15 watts a day, or 15-watt machine, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's my cost? And she calculated it out, come back. Now, this is going to vary in the country, of course, but she said it's going to be $10.40. I said, a month? She said, oh, no, that's a year. I thought, oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Wow, so there is a big cost difference. Wow.
Very big.
$10?
Yeah, if you have a, $10.40. If you have a 90-watt LED or a 90-watt compact fluorescent or something of that nature, there's another company out that uses compact fluorescents, 90 watts, your cost on that, your annual cost, just on electricity alone, is going to be close to $70. And that's running 20 hours, same scenario, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
That's a big difference. Big, big difference.
There is a big difference. Now, tell us about your website. Can people go on the website and see what your grow light looks like?
Yeah, we've got two models right now. We have the countertop model, which we call the kitchen garden. The idea was to have something attractive that you could keep in your home and grow your herbs or whatever it is. A lot of people like to cook. I've just learned how to do that sort of thing in the last few years using herbs, and I like to cook breakfast with the family and, put in the eggs and chop up basil and cilantro and different things and pull it right off there. So it's really neat. And then we have a hanging model, which is the same technology, just designed for hanging. And on our website at sunnylights.com, S-O-N-N-Y-L-I-G-H-T, you can read about it. I've got some information about what LEDs are. I've got information
Sonny, can you hold on a second? We're coming up to a break, and we'll talk to you right after.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Sonny Hayes. He is the inventor of a new LED kitchen garden light, and it's called the Sonny Light. And one of the things, Sonny, that I want you to tell our listeners, which makes this, what I think, very, very unique, your light can be programmed to come on and off all by itself. But you can also program it for plants that are just growing foliage or for plants that are blooming and beginning to make fruit. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure. You know, that's when I was doing all the research trying to see how we could use this light, discovered that plants use different types of light at different phases of their growth. And and they also, I don't know exactly what the cause is and what it's doing during the sunrise-sunset period, but the plant does adopt slowly. So we adopted a time when you set the on time, as an example, the lights come up to power about 15 minutes and 15 minutes to come down before it goes off. Then we discovered that if you start with seeds, plants, the seeds use for germination lots and lots of blue light. And so we have a lot of blue light. With LEDs being a diode, we can control all of that. Then we looked at the different plant types, and they all require some different level or amounts of reds and blues, as an example. Flowering plant wants a lot more reds. A green plant, like, let's say, basil, would have a balance of red and blues. If you have a plant like lettuce or cabbage or kale, they want a balance of the red and blues, but we also added, and NASA discovered this, some green light, very small amount, because green will have a negative on plant growth. And so we added about 8% green light just for those plants, and that improves the color and the taste, the carotenes, they call it. If you're doing sprouts, lots and lots of blue, very similar to the germination seed starting phase. And then during the growth phase, they also use, for example, you go through the seed, which I talked about, then you have the normal growth phase, which is a balance, or depending on the plant types you selected, would be how you have that balance of the reds and blues. And then plant type you selected again, you go into what we call the flowering, budding, fruiting phase, and we go real heavy on the reds. But if for those that don't want to interact that much with the plants, we did add an auto grow feature, which we find people like a lot. So yeah. The light so, color is really important. I was surprised.
Yeah, you've really built something very unique. And for those who are listening, if you've had some grow lights in the past and you really didn't get the results that you were looking for, this is a very unique form of grow light because, as Sunny just explained, you can adjust it to the different growth rates, the different times of the plant. I mean, when you first plant seeds, you want the plant to make foliage. And as those seedlings mature, you want to tell that plant, listen, we don't want you to grow as much, but we want you to mature now and make seed, and make flower buds and then eventually fruit. So you're the only company that I know that's out there that's able to do that. You can tell the plants exactly what you want them to do and at a cost that's incredible. So you've got a very unique product, and that's why we asked you to be on the radio today to tell our listeners about the new technology of gardening. We did talk a little bit about your website. Could you give us that website again?
Sure. It's sunnylight.com, and Sunny is with an O. And we've got a lot of information on there. We had some interviews similar to this. One of the TV stations in Denver talked about our product. We were on recently the Talk with CBS program as one of the top gifts. There's other articles that have been written about the product. So because it is unique, and that wasn't quite what we were thinking about. It just kind of evolved this way because we could do it all and learning about plants. I'm always amazed and just love what you can do with plants. So not having been a gardener all my life and just learning it and you know, in my late 60s is pretty exciting for us.
Well, you know, Sonny, you kept saying that your thumb was black. You continue to use this light, and I guarantee you, your thumb will turn green.
Well, I put plants right there. I'm amazed. I love it.
Sonny, you have a great holiday season. And once we get through the holidays, maybe we'll get you on again during the winter. For people that want to get started early. Have a great holiday.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doubts, no grackles. Wild Delight.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. If you get a chance, check out that website and take a look at the Sunny Light. It really is something that if you're into gardening and you want to start your own seedlings and grow herbs and things during the winter, this is a make an ideal Christmas gift. Let's go to the phone lines. Don, who's up next?
This is, Phil from New Hampshire, who has a question about Amanda Villa.
Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Phil.
Question. My wife bought a beautiful little plant called Amanda Villa with a nice red trumpet flower.
Yes.
And the plant says it's an annual, and we had it growing up a fence. So what I did was I dug it up and brought it in the house at the advice of my neighbors. They said if you bring it in and cut it down and water, it'll grow up again the next year.
Right.
However, when we brought it in, it's got such beautiful green leaves, and it seems to be thriving in the house. My question is, what do you do next?
Okay. It is annual to New England because it will not tolerate our winters. So, but if you lived in, let's say, Florida, or you lived in California, it wouldn't be a problem. It would be a permanent plant for your yard. But when you get weather that's going to freeze, it does kill the plant. So that's why they call it an annual. You did the right thing. You dug it up. You potted it. You brought it into the house. You cut it back because it was so big. And if you keep it in a sunny window, it will make all kinds of new growth. You won't get many flowers during the winter time because all plants are in two different families. One family is called long day. The other one is called a short day. For example, chrysanthemums that bloom in the fall, they're a short day plant. They only bloom when the days get short. Poinsettias are a short day plant. Christmas cactus are a short day plant. Long day plants are all your vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, impatiens, marigolds, zinnias, begonias are long days. So your plant is in the long day family. During the winter, it's going to just make foliage. And once we get into May and June, with your days getting longer and the intensity getting stronger, they will set buds. So use it as a foliage plant at this time of the year and during the winter. As you said, small leaves, shiny, shiny, dark green. What more can you ask for? And then in the spring, when the threat of frost is over, replant it out in your yard at the same place, fertilize it during the winter too, and that plant will be just as pretty next year as it was this past year. So you did good, but feed it on a regular basis, water as needed, a little bit of misting now and then. But if you do want it to bloom during the winter, you'll have to buy one of these sunny lights to have it bloom. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Continue. You're doing a great job. John, who's up next?
This is Judy from New Hampshire, who has a question about a bird feeder.
Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and same to you, Paul. I have a little problem with my bird feeder. It's about a little over five feet off the ground, and I have it's on a pole. It has a baffle, so the squirrels can't get at the bird feeder.
Right.
However, I leave it out all night long, and two days last week, I found that the seed was way down from what I had put in, and so I went out and checked around the bird feeder, and I could see a lot of deer tracks. And
oh, wow.
I didn't know if they would be coming to the bird feeder and just lapping, because it's a good height for them, lapping the bird seed, because there's no damage to the feeder where the places where the birds sit to eat the food. So I didn't know. That's all I can think of. My neighbor said she takes her bird feeder in at night because she's seen a raccoon around and that gets yep. bird feeder. So I didn't
if
know.
If it was a raccoon, you would see damage to it because the raccoon would try and pull it down. And you would definitely see scratching or damage to it. But, you know, 5 feet is the perfect height for deer. Deer can stand on their two legs just like a dog does. And they could sit up on their back two legs and just munch away at that seed. Rather than take it down and then put it back up again, what you may want to try is just take a black trash bag. And before you go to bed or, you know, after supper when it's still light out so that you can see, just throw the trash bag over it. Take a twist-em and, you know, collect all of the plastic bag around the pole itself
and then tie a piece of string or a twist them and see what happens. If it's a raccoon, he will rip that bag apart to try and get at the food because he knows it's in there. A deer will not smell the seed because it's covered with plastic and they'll just go away. So I would try that for a while and see what happens. But I've seen porcupine. I've seen raccoons on top of a bird feeder. If they can get up there, they will, and they will create damage. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's next?
We have Michael from New Hampshire who has a question about tomatoes.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Back at you. Let's see. I brought in a tomato plant this fall, and I put it in my sun porch, and it's growing quite well, and it's got some little flowers on it. Now what do I do?
Okay. Tomatoes are not pollinated by insects, and that's why you can go to the supermarket and buy hothouse tomatoes. They're pollinated by wind. So what you've got to do, Mike, is every morning when you go by your plant, tap the flower cluster and shake the plant a little bit, and that will stir the pollen around the bloom. In a commercial greenhouse, when they grow tomatoes, what they do is they plant them in the ground. And at 2 feet high and 4 feet high, they have wire. It looks like fencing, you know, regular chicken wire, but with much larger holes for the plants to grow up into as support. And on the end of each row, this wire is attached to big springs. They grab a hold of the wire, they pull it back and forth, and all the plants move because of the springs attached to the metal fencing. And that is enough to stir the pollen to create pollination of those blooms. And if you do that, you're going to have tomatoes growing on your sun porch all winter long. Fertilize on a monthly basis or even every 2 weeks with something like Miracle-Gro. Shake the plants every day a little bit and water as needed. Keep the water off the foliage. That makes a big difference. That way you won't have any fungus problems. So put the water directly in your container and not on the foliage. Fertilize, shake, and you will have hothouse tomatoes, excuse me, grown in your own home. How about that? Isn't that great? Thank you for the phone call. Our phone number here is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you with your garden or to prepare for the winter. We've talked a lot this morning about birds. We've talked about growing, indoor plants. So if you want to try something like that, let's work together. If you'd like some information, go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and it's like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. While you're there, at the very top of the website, it says newsletter. Click on there and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And all winter long, we will give you information about tropical plants that you can use indoors. And as the winter goes on, there's a lot of specialty flowers
that will come into bloom that are available at your local nursery and garden center. And we'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about the indoor plants. We'll talk about the outside trees and shrubs. And it's free. You just sign up with your email address, hit submit, and while you're there, if you don't belong to the Garden Club now and get the email, once you sign up, click on this week's newsletter, and it will show you what it's all about. This week, we talked about aglaonemia, and aglaonemia is a tropical plant that will grow in low light. So if you have a room that faces north and you're looking for a little bit of texture, color, foliage to liven up the room with plants, this is a plant that will do very well. A great Christmas gift is a plant that we also talked about called the bromeliad. And bromeliad is also called a pitcher plant. And it's a plant that has a lot of color on it and available at a lot of garden centers. We also talked about the Phalaenopsis orchid, how to grow the orchid, watering, feeding, and care of it. And Phalaenopsis orchid would be a great plant, flowering plant, as a holiday present because orchids will bloom up to 6 months at one time. There's no plant that I know that will bloom that long. So sign up for the newsletter, paulparent.com, top of the page, newsletter. Put in your email address, and you'll get it every single Thursday.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is David from Martha's Vineyard, who has a question about a lawn.
David, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Hi there, Paul. Thanks very much. I have a question about thatch. Last spring I thatched my lawn. And then with a sharp blade on my mulching lawnmower, went over it and turned it into dust, and it just disappeared. Now, is there any reason why I shouldn't do that?
Well, thatching is not something that has to be done every year. Thatch is basically a buildup of grass clippings, pine needles, leaves that you've hit with the lawnmower and so forth. So, I mean, for the average home, if you did it once every 3 or 4 years, that would be fine. If your lawn builds up faster than the average, being because of climate, because of fertilizer, irrigation during the summer months, you can buy a product that you can spread on your lawn that will decompose that thatch. That way you wouldn't have to rent the power equipment and go back and forth with that, and then with the thatcher that you've added to your lawn, you could do that. And that would speed up the breakdown of that thatch layer. But if you ever bought a piece of sod at your nursery, you're going to see that sod that's commercially grown has about a half an inch of thatch. And that's a good thing. That thatch also helps to keep weeds from getting in contact with the soil and germinating. So that's why I say don't do it every year. Give it a chance to build up, because a little bit of thatch up to a half an inch is good and will help the grass to grow better, and it prevents the weeds from getting in contact with soil. Weed seed has to be in contact with soil to germinate. If it's in the thatch, it will not do that. So it's a way to keep crabgrass out and dandelions and things like that. So a little bit of thatch is good. But you did a good thing. Once it gets over that half inch, you know, use a power thatcher or something like that. But if you don't want to do that, you can buy a granular product that most garden centers do carry. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ken from Maine, who has a question about a vine.
Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Merry Christmas to your family and you.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for taking my call. I have a forest of Rosary Gosa, and I live on the coast. And I worked very hard for 2 years to get all the bittersweet out of it. Now I seem to have a more insidious vine. And this fall, I cleaned out the Rosary Gosa so that you could walk in between it. I thinned it out dramatically so I can attack it this,
right.
This spring. The vine happens to be Morning Glory, and it just climbs up and twists around everything. How do I get rid of
it? Well, the only way that you're going to get rid of it is with a weed killer like Roundup or something like that. Now, you cannot use a pump sprayer with Roundup, because if you get the Roundup on the foliage of the Rugosa rose, you're going to kill the Rugosa rose. So what I want you to do is this. When you notice that the wild morning glories are beginning to come out, get yourself a yardstick. And on the end of the yardstick, attach a 1-inch paintbrush with some duct tape or something like that. Mix up some Roundup in a container. And what you can do is to walk through your Rugosa rose and paint the Roundup directly on the wild morning glory's foliage. That way you do not hurt your Rugosa rose. Give it a try. It works wonderful. Don and I would like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. We want to thank you for spending your morning with us. And we'll be back next Sunday, same time, same place, to help you to have a great garden. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.